As a young man, I was once asked by my uncle to watch over his farm and all of the animals within while they went on vacation for a week. So I had to come over the day before they left and showed how I was to feed and water the dogs and take care of the animals and the turtle they had in the tank and the parrot they had in the cage and the cats that they had going around. And so I was responsible for the week they were gone to make sure that they had all that they needed while they were away, make sure they had their food and their water and maybe played with them a little bit and cleaned up with them if there was ever a mess that they needed to make. But while they were gone, it was my responsibility to make sure that when they came back, they were still alive, still well taken care of, and still had all that they need. Excuse me. And if I didn't, they were probably not going to be alive when my aunt and my uncle were to get back. So they went away, and I was their steward for all of the things that they had to take care of them and to be responsible for them. Well, just as my aunt and uncle gave me their farm to take care of for a week, so too has God gone away and given to us all of creation. Just as I was responsible for feeding and watering their animals, so too are we responsible for all of the animals in our creation. Just as I was responsible for making sure that the farm was okay, the house was okay, the barns were okay, so too are you and I and all of us human beings responsible for taking care of God's creation, the land, the air, the water, and all that is contained within it. Because as the psalmist reminds us, God has created all things, and therefore, all things belong to God, and all things within creation belong to God. So we are God's steward for all of creation, just like I was a steward for my aunt and my uncle until they should return. But I can't help but wondering to myself how we as a human race have done taking care of God's creation. The psalmist reminds us that it was God who stretched out the sky with God's hands, the one who made the wind his chariot, fire and flame his ministers. And yet, what have we as a human race done to our sky, to the air that we are forced to breathe day in and day out? I am told that if you fly into Los Angeles, you fly above the clouds, and when you come through the clouds into Los Angeles, you literally are flying into soup. Soup that is the smog and the smoke surrounding Los Angeles. Well, I wonder, is that not the fruit of human hands? The pollution that we have added to the air, not just from our cars, but from our coal power plants, from the things that we burn. There was a time you didn't burn styrofoam because it depleted the ozone. And yet we are reminded that the skies and the air are the fruits of God's labor. And yet I can't help but notice that we as human beings have been quite irresponsible with God's heavens. But the earth is also the Lord's. And yet we strip mine it to get every last bit of iron ore. We put hazardous waste into the ground in the hopes that nobody will notice them, and then they leach into the water. We explode nuclear bombs on soil, polluting it for years and years and years. And yet the earth is the Lord's. And yet how have we mistreated it? We all can go and see the beauty of Lake Erie. We can enjoy it on spring and summer mornings and watch the sunsets at night. And yet there was a time when you never went near Lake Erie because it was polluted, because there's no fish in it. We have the unfortunate history of living in Northeast Ohio, where if you're not careful, the Cuyahoga River will catch fire. And yet the river and the lake and the oceans are the fruits of God's hands. And yet what, as stewards of God's creation, have we done but to pollute it all in the name of profit, in the name of progress? But it isn't just the earth, it's also the things that live in the earth. The trees and the forests, all of which are cut down to make way for roads. Whole forests are cut down in the Amazon for the sake of paper that we use day in and day out and discard it upon being finished with it. Think of all the animals left in our keeping. Think of the animals that are now extinct for the sake of my car that I drive to work and to the store. The point is not to feel bad of all that human beings have done to God's great creation. The point is to realize just how irresponsible we have been with this earth and this creation left in our care by the hands of our God. I think it is obvious after a little introspection of just how irresponsible you and I have been, but there is one human being that is responsible. One human being that cared about all things. And by his death, by his resurrection, by his ascension, this one human being has done all that is necessary to recreate our world, to clean the rivers and the lakes, to rebuild the mountains at whose hand he said, "This is how high you go," to clean the air, to make us responsible for the life which God wants to fill the earth. The good news for us is that all of creation is not in our hands, for we would do nothing but destroy it and rape it in the name of profit, pleasure, and progress. The good news is that our creation is in the hands of Jesus Christ. And therefore, our world can be remade the way God wanted it to be. And that includes you and me, for we are also part of creation. We are a part of this world, maybe a little bit hopefully wiser and more responsible, but we are a part nonetheless. And whatever we do to our world, we do unto ourselves, whether we enrich it or deprive it. We are just as much a part of this creation as those things that we are responsible for. And that means that in the hands of Jesus Christ, you and I might be remade. But whereas before we could care less about the polar bear or the jungles in the Amazon, as long as there's gas and oil in my car, I could care less about what fracking does to the ground. As long as I've got air to breathe, as long as I've got water coming out of my spigot, as long as my land is fine, I could care less. but in the hands of Jesus Christ, we are reminded that the earth is the Lord's and all of the fullness therein. And so it matters what we do to our heir, because it's God's heir. It matters what we do to the ground, because it's God's ground. It matters what we do to the rivers and the lakes, because it ain't my river. It ain't my lake. It is God's. But it also means that the plants we cut down in the name of progress and paper, those are God's too. And the animals in our world, they're God's. Therefore, we have no right to their horns for our jewelry, their pelts for our coats. It also means that our makeup might just have to wait so that they might have a chance at life. But it also means that every human being in this world is God's also. And I have no right to take that life, regardless of what they have done, because they are God's property. And who am I to steal it away from God? So, my friends, if we are remade in the hands of Jesus Christ, it means that you and I must learn to be responsible caretakers for all of creation. Because it ain't up to me. It ain't mine to do with as I so choose. It means it's God's, and therefore it matters what we do with it, and it matters what we don't do with it. Not for the sake of the cash in our accounts, the possessions that we have, our vanity in how we look, or whether we're warm in the winter or cool in the summer, whether we have a car to drive or no car, it matters what we do to this world, because it is God's world. And we are just stewards of it. And ultimately, one day, God will come back and ask for the world in return. And I wonder what God will find being in our care. My aunt and uncle had to return and find out if I did my job or not. One day, God will return and find out if we did our job or not. But my friends, the good news is that in Jesus Christ, we are all remade. By the power of His Spirit, we are all recreated, and all of creation is groaning until Jesus is finished. But that means, most importantly, that in the hands of Jesus Christ, we can at long last be responsible caretakers of all of creation. The ground, the air, the water, the plants, the animals, and each and every human being in our world. We are responsible for it all. But with Christ, and in Christ, and through Christ, we can at long last be a people that take care of this world instead of using it for our own selfish interests. So, my friends, the time is upon us to at long last be stewards of God's creation, to be responsible to what God has entrusted to us, to make sure that all of creation lives, thrives, and survives, because it is God's creation. It's not my creation. And if God owns the lake, if God owns Ashtabula, If God owns every person, every animal, and every plant, then it matters what you and I do to it, and it matters what you and I don't do to it. This is what it means to be stewards of all of God's creation. And God has given us the Son and the Spirit to ensure that all things are given life instead of destruction. So, my friends, will we yield to the world that God has created, or will we seek to manipulate the world to our own ends? Will we remember that it's all God's, it's all the Lord's, and the fullness therein? Will we remember that all of creation is God's and not mine? Will we do as the psalmist says? Will we bless the Lord, O my soul? Or will we, in folly, seek to bless ourselves at the Lord's expense? Stewardship is more than just the check or the money that we give to God. To be a steward is to be responsible. Responsible with everything God has entrusted to us. That is the end to which we are called and elected and appointed by God. That is the reason for giving us the Holy Spirit. It is high time we, as God's people, learn to bless the Lord with all that God has given, instead of trying to bless ourselves at God's expense. One choice is children of God. The other is children of this world. Which, I wonder, will we make? Amen.